We'll start from Yud Ches Ma'af at the bottom. Over there. Three lines to the bottom. No, three lines to the bottom. Tani Bar Kapora. Tani Bar Kapora. Learn to a Tani usually means a... Okay. Ma'aseh Sheni going into Yerushalayim becoming Tomei. When you redeem it and when not. Whether it became Tomei in Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim, and what kind of Tumah it became. Now, truth is, what we're going to learn now is a major, major issue, and which is completely new and radical to me, but it's very, very important. Can't overestimate the importance of this machlokas. Tani Bar Kapora Omar Bar Kapora says, Avatuma Dvar Torah, that an Avatuma is metame something, is doraisa. That a Vlada Tumas Matame, a Vlada is a Rishon, right? The Av is primary, right? The mace. The dead corpse is Avi Avos, the sort of the grandfather. And a Zov, or a person who touched the mace, or a Sheret, you know, and the dead rodents, those are all Av. And anything they touch is a Rishon. Now, a Rishon is Doraisa. When an Av touches a Rishon, Av touches something else, it makes a Rishon Doraisa. A Rishon is Metame things. But it says Bar Kapora, whatever Rishon is Metame is only the Rabbana, not Doraisa. It's an amazing concept. Rabbi Yochanan argues, much more conventional Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Rabbi Yochanan are Bein Zev Zed Dvar Torah. Both of them are Doraisa. Both Av and Rishon are Doraisa. Okay? Now, that means that a Sheni Latuma, the concept of a Sheni, we've learned Sheni about Sheni many times. The Sheni, according to, well, do you not remember where it is? Whatever Rishon touches, right? So that's only the according to Rabbi Kapora, the whole concept of Sheni is only the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the concept of Sheni is the Raisa. Okay? So Bekash the Beis Shammai Rabbi Yochanan. It's difficult for Beis Shammai and Rabbi Yochanan. The Beis Shammai Omri, Beis Shammai says, Hakol Yipodeh, anything which becomes Tomei, any Ma'aseh Sheni which becomes Tomei, should be redeemed. The Ochal Bifnim. And you eat the redeemed substance. Now, the redeemed substance is now completely profane. It's completely chulin. Because the Kedusha was now on the money, right? So you redeemed the Ma'aseh Sheni, and the Kedusha went on the money. Now you have Tomei chulin. It's chulin, though. You're still going to be Shammai, have to eat inside your shlime, within the walls. You can't eat outside the walls. Except... if it has two reasons to be lenient. A, it became Tomei with an Avatuma, with an Av specifically. That means it itself is a Rishon. B, it became Tomei outside Yerushalayim, before you brought it into Yerushalayim. So it says two reasons, in those two cases it has both of those advantages, then after redeeming you can remove the food from Yerushalayim and eat it outside Yerushalayim. So this is a difficulty on Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that a Rishon... What? No, Rabbi Yochanan said that Vlada Tuma is the Raisa. That which touches a Rishon, Vlada means a child. Here means a Rishon. That which touches the Vlada Tuma is the Raisa. That's the case. Why draw the dichotomy between that which Ma'aseh Sheni which became Tomei because it touched an Av, and Ma'aseh Sheni which became Tomei because it touched a Rishon or Vlad? They should both be the same, since both those tumas are daraisa, right? Ma'avin vlada tuma b'chutz, u'ma'avin ava tuma b'chutz. V'zeh lo dvar Torah, who aren't both daraisa? Since it's both are daraisa, what's the difference? Okay, you see, you understand the question on Rabbi Yochanan? V'afil al divrei Beis Hillel, lo mekashya? Even according to the word to Beis Hillel, is it not difficult? To Beis Hillel amri, Beis Hillel said in our Mishnah, ha'kol yipodeh v'yochah b'chutz, everything can be redeemed. and eaten outside Yerushalayim. In other words, he argues the Beis Shammai. He holds any Maaseh Shechita Kehem Tameh may be redeemed, and it may be consumed outside Yerushalayim. Chutz, with the exception of Shenitma Bivlad HaTumah, to Maaseh which became Tameh with a lighter Tumah, meaning a Vlad HaTumah, the Rishon LaTumah, it touched the Rishon, and it became Tameh already Bifnim after it entered Yerushalayim. So in that case, Beis Hillel holds, that's the only case which once you redeem the food, you may not take it outside Yerushalayim in order to eat it. Ma ben Vlad HaTumah Bifnim, Uma ben Av HaTumah Bifnim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this too is difficult. What's the if both are Daraisa? So what's the difference if that which occurred inside Yerushalayim was a tumah which came about as a result of contact with a vlad, meaning a rishon, or a tumah which came about as a result of contact with an av? Zev is a lo dvar Torah. Are not both tumas Daraisa? So what distinction is there? Lo havi be rabbanon. Rabbis, the rabbis cannot be understood. El al the bar kabbar, unless you accept bar kabbar's position, that there's a dichotomy between an av, that which comes in contact with an av is the raisa, and that which comes in contact with a vla, which is only the rabbanon. It's not yet chulin. The tomei. It's tomei what? Yeah. The Maaseh Sheni became Tameh, redeeming the Maaseh Sheni. You exchanged the money you bought to me, then it became Tameh.
No, when you exchange money bought to me, it's Maaseh Sheni, then it becomes Tameh?
Yeah.
Okay, so Maaseh Sheni is Tameh.
Right.
And if you redeemed it?
Because it became Tameh. Normally, you can't redeem it. Normally, you must eat it. But you're not allowed to eat Tomei, let's make them, not allowed to eat Tomei Maaseh Sheni. The same way you redeemed the initial fruit. When you initially redeemed your fruit outside Yerushalayim, how did you redeem it? You took money and redeemed it, right? Right. Do it again. Same idea. No magic. Right, but it's not in this case. That's right.
Right, so that's why
it's self-contained process. Okay? Now we're up to Vikash of the Bar Kapara of the Beis Shammai. Vikash of the Bar Kapara. Vikash of the Bar Kapara of the Beis Shammai. The truth is, according to Bar Kapara, we can also ask about Bar Kapara from Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai Omri, Beis Shammai says, Hakol Yipodeh, everything may be redeemed, V'yocha Bifnim, and eaten inside Yerushalayim. Chutz Misha, everything must be redeemed and eaten inside Yerushalayim. Chutz, with the exception of Mishenitma Ba'avatum B'chutz, of that which became Tomei, with an Avatuma, outside Yerushalayim. So ask the Gemara, according to Bar Kapara, Ma bin Avatuma Livlad HaTuma. I don't understand. What's the difference between Avatuma and Vlad Tuma? No, it's between Av and between Rishon. Bein Bachutz, Bein Bifnim. Whether it's outside or inside. Zev is a lo dvar Torah. Is it it's going back up poor now. Just a second. Yeah, he takes out. That's right. Okay. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Gra. It's very important. Otherwise, this Gemara is unintelligible. To me, ma ben avatuma, taking out the next two words, ma ben avatuma ben bachutz ben bifnim. Marvin Avatua, Ben Bechutz, Ben Bifnim. Hi. Make this clear again. Avatuma, Aviavosatuma is only a mace. An Avatuma is somebody touches a mace, a sheretz, a zav. Yeah, okay, that's all by mace, right? A sheretz, a zav, sheretz, dead rodents, zav, a zava, a nida, mitzora, all those, so some a leper, all those are Avatuma. Yeah, Rishon is anything which touched any of that. Okay? And then a Shani is anything which touched a Rishon. And so on. So the Rabbi Yochanan holds that anything which touches an Av becomes Tami Midoraisa, and anything which touches a Rishon becomes Tami Midoraisa. Not anything, there are exceptions. Like Rishon is only Mitame Ochel Umashke, only food and beverage, not all the Mikalin, not people or vessels. But whatever it's Mitame, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Mitame Midoraisa. Bar Kapara holds it's Mitame only Midorabana, not Midoraisa. And the Gemara has come to the tentative conclusion that Bar Kapara is correct based on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah distinguishes between Maizu Change became Tommy with Avatuma, and Maizu Change became Tommy based on a Vladatuma. So therefore, that can only work according to Bar Kapara, who says that one is the Raisa and one is the Rabbana. It can't work according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says both are the Raisa. Whatever severity applies to one should apply to the other. Okay? That's what the Gemara has done so far. Is that clear? Okay. Now the Gemara asks on Bar Kapara. The Gemara asks on Bar Kapara. Vikashi the Bar Kapara al the Beis Shammai. How so? Bar Kapara is difficult from Beis Shammai. The Shammai says, do you have it? Hakoyi Padeh, everything can be redeemed. Biyocha Bifnim, it can be inside Yerushalayim. Now, the talking about Maizu Change became Tome. And you're allowed to redeem it. Normally, not allowed to redeem Maizu Change in Yerushalayim, but this is a special halacha. If it became Tome, you're allowed to redeem it. Then you eat it inside Yerushalayim, you take the money and buy new Maizu Change. So says the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, it says, everything can be redeemed, but must be eaten inside. Chutz Mishnitma Ba'avatuma Bachutz. Except that you came Tome with an Avatuma outside Yerushalayim. There we have both advantages. So Beis Shammai says you can redeem the Maizu Sheni, buy new food with the money, take the redeemed Maizu Sheni, which is now chulin, and eat it outside Yerushalayim. Ma bin Avatuma. Now here the next two words the Gra takes out, very important. Ma bin Avatuma bein lachutz, bein labachutz, bein bifnim. I don't understand, says the Gemara. If you're going to say that Avatuma is doraisa, so and that means that the tuma now is truly defiled, so what difference does it make if the tuma occurred to the Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim? Zev Zed Lod Vartorahi, are they both not doraisa? What's the difference between the two? So it says, Shelo Yu Omrim, that people shouldn't say, Rinu Maizu Sheni Shnichnas V'yotza, that we saw Maizu Sheni, which was good, go into Yerushalayim and come out again. In other words, if people saw that the Tuma took place outside Yerushalayim, before it entered Yerushalayim, some people would not be able to understand. It would be tolerable, right, to remove it from Yerushalayim again after it's redeemed, because we said, oh, it was Tame before it even entered Yerushalayim. But if the tumor occurred inside Yerushalayim, some people will see you taking it outside Yerushalayim again, and they won't know it became Tame when you were inside, because they don't know what happened while you were inside Yerushalayim. So therefore, it looks like you're taking bona fide Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. That's why Beis Shammai does not allow it. The only time they allow you to take the Maaser Sheni again out of Yerushalayim is where the tumah occurred before you went into Yerushalayim in the first place. Okay, because then people outside Yerushalayim know, because they saw it, that this was tumah stuff, and that's why you bring it back out. Okay? Says one, no, that's nice, but I still don't like it. Me'ato lo yipadeh. you know what? Let's not allow you even to redeem Maaser Sheyesh became Tomei at all. Shlo Yomri, so people shouldn't say Ra'inu Maaser Sheni Nichnas Yushalayim V'Nifta, that we saw Maaser Sheni going to Yushalayim and was redeemed. In other words, if once you're afraid what people are going to say, so be afraid that people see you redeeming Maaser Sheni. Excuse me, not everybody will know that became Tomei. And people are going to think you're redeeming stuff which was not Tomei, which is forbidden. Ella says we're a different distinction. You know why? The word Ella is nothing more, but it's as if it's there. You know why? You know why? You know why there's difference where it became Tomei inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim? It's not a difference between Rabbanim, but it's a nice lomdish difference. It's a logical difference. B'shosh and nitma bifnim. If you came to me inside Yerushalayim, the mechitza tofsoso, the walls already caught it up when it was tahor, and therefore can no longer be taken outside Yerushalayim. B'shosh nitma b'chutzim was tame, where it became tame prior to your entering Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, emechitza tofsoso, the walls cannot, they never grabbed onto it. And that's why you can leave Yerushalayim again. Okay, fine. Good answers. But now, afilu at the Beis Hillel, leishud mekashya, how does Beis Hillel work out according to Bar Kappar either? The Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, hakol yipodev yocha b'chutz, anything can be redeemed and eaten outside Yerushalayim, chutz mishenitma v'vlad ha'tumah ifnim. Now, he's very lenient. He says, no matter what kind of tumah it had, it can be redeemed and eaten outside Yerushalayim, unless it has a double disadvantage. It became Tomei only with a Vlad, only touched the Risha, which is already quoted by Kabbalah Drabbanan, and that tumor occurred inside Yerushalayim. So now I'm going to ask the opposite question asked previously. Ma bein Vlad atumah, bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim, zeh v'zeh lo b'divreinu. What if it came to contact with the Risha inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim? Regardless, the ultimate is Drabbanan. Be the rice, and this is perfectly kosher and tar, mice or shady. How can you possibly take that solution of life? It's only Tommy the Rabbanon. It's not Tommy the Raisa. How can you, once you redeem it, how can you take it out to Yerushalayim? The redemption is not about redemption, to Raisa. Because once a son is Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim, you're only allowed to redeem it if he comes Tommy. Well, this there became truly Tommy, only became Tommy the Rabbanon. So redemption shouldn't be valid. How can you take it out to Yerushalayim?
Maybe Rabbanon Tuma is enough to keep the giving it to Kedusha.
Maybe the Gemara's answer is better than yours, but it's on the same idea, same tracks. Says the Gemara, Kshich Nisan, when we brought it into Yerushalayim, Amenashe lo titpesenu mechitza, you brought it into Yerushalayim with the intent, since you already told me the Tumah de Rabbanan outside Yerushalayim, in that case, I say, Your intent was not to have the walls have an impact upon it. It's interesting because we see from here that your kavana, your intent can have an impact on whether the walls work or not. So when it became Tomei outside Yerushalayim, says Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, even though it's the Tumah DeRabbanan, but your intent was already that the walls should not absorb it. When it became Tomei, even with the Tumah DeRabbanan inside the walls, no, it came to Tomei specifically the Tumah DeRabbanan inside the walls, so then the walls have already absorbed it. And they can't release it because the tumah is only the rabbanon. So in that case, you take have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. Okay? When you redeem it, the redemption is not a valid redemption of the right, so you must still eat the chulin inside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Zira said, Hada Tamra, this teaches us, as we just mentioned, Maaser Sheni Shechnisu Amenashe Lo Titpesenu Mechitzos, if you bring Maaser Sheni into the city of Yerushalayim with the intent that the wall should not grab onto it, it works. The ein mechitza tafasto, the walls not grab onto it. Rabbi Yoina asked, Tor the Dvar Torah. I don't understand.
How can you have a kavana that the walls
won't
toe face?
Yeah.
I thought it's automatic.
Because it's the right, so it's Torah. Doraisa, this stomach can't tell me is Vlada Tuma, it's tar. And nonetheless, Beishamet says, it's true, it's tar, Midoraisa, but since your intent was that the wall should not grab onto it, they don't grab on. That's why I can redeem it and take it back and outside Yerushalayim. So it means even Ma'aser Shein, which is absolutely tahar, because there's no distinction to Raisa. That which touches the Vlada Tuma is the Raisa. Okay. Yes, Ms., what did you want to say? I'm just thinking now. The Rambam does Paskin like Bar Kapora. That Rishon, that which starts the Rishon is only the Rabbana. But I'm thinking maybe this is only, maybe Taka. I thought it was obviously a mind-boggling thing. But I was thinking now aloud, maybe the Rambam only holds away by Meister Shani. No, it's by Chulin and Meister Shani. That Rishon is not Matami Doraisa. But by Truma and by Kachim, which are holier than Meister Shani, then maybe if the Rishon does make Shani Doraisa. Okay? I'm not sure. I looked it up this afternoon, the Rambam. I didn't pay that much attention to it. I just saw the Rambam does postulate Bar Kapara in Hilchos Meister Shani. But maybe it's talking only in Hilchos Meister Shani, not in the rest of Shas. In other words, the Meister Shani, not Rosh Hashanah, meaning I mean anything more severe than Meister Shani, that by Truma, maybe a Rishon does make Shani Doraisa. And so certainly by Kachim, Rishon makes Shani by Doraisa, only not by Meister Shani. I don't know. I'd have to look it up again.
It makes sense because we said Bavli didn't come up.
Right.
Yeah. Only comes up in Meister
Shani. Right. So it could be the rest of Shas is Taka Doraisa. I'm not sure. If there's anybody says on here. Maybe he matches it.
Maybe you're a
Shaniver. He's a Sarah Oilig. He changes the entire shot with Chaim Kanievsky. Boo. I don't like what he does. He says that even Bar Kapara holds Vlada Tuma is Doraisa. It's talking about here a scenario which the Vlada Tuma is not Doraisa. So I've had a case where the Vlada Tuma is a Darabona. That's certainly not Pashup Shai, and that's not how the Rambam learns. I don't like what he says. What is he saying?
So therefore, he got a job, and if he couldn't do this job, he was going to die. So there was competition. Therefore, he lost his job. In other words, the other kind of guy who is
why
maybe he didn't have a job. He's unemployed.
And he's telling you that
he's unemployed.
Don't be visual in the condom.
I don't see him speaking.
I'm just saying, this case, it's not
okay, I don't know. It could be specifically Meister Shani, not in Truma. It's a good issue to discuss, but not now. Let's go back to more. Rabbi Yonaboy, Tor Dvar Torah. Mr. Zuga, do you have a face? Tor Dvar Torah. Vat Omar Tochein, I don't understand. So how can you say that, he argued Rabbi Sira, he says, how can you say that something which is Torah Doraisa, the individual brings into the Yerushalayim, can reserve the right to actually bring it out back out again? In other words, to prevent the walls of Yerushalayim from right, from taking hold of it? So he says, Elokini, this is the way to understand Beis Hillel. It's not that you're allowed to take it out, redeem it and take it out. What it means is, Elo'ovaru pedo podui. If you transgressed and did redeem it, it is a valid redemption. Okay, so it's not, it's certainly, it's not, he doesn't really make it any better, because he says, if it's a raisa, you can't reserve the right, so the chora, Well, it does make it better. Well, you can never reserve the right for Yerushalayim not to absorb the Maaser Sheni. But even Doraisa, but the Evid, if you redeem Maaser Sheni, although you're not supposed to, once it enters Yerushalayim, it's a valid redemption. So that's what we're talking about over here. But the Evid, if you went and you did it, that it's good, the redemption does work. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov de Rumia. Rabbi Yaakov, I guess, of Rome. Boy, come here, Rabbi Yossi. Ask for Rabbi Yossi. Nitma chutz Yerushalayim. If Maaser Sheni became tummy outside Yerushalayim, v'nichnas, and then entered Yerushalayim, lo yetze. It shouldn't ever be able to leave Yerushalayim. Shelo yu'al ro'omrim ro'inu Maaser Sheni nichnas Yerushalayim v'yotze. We never, people shouldn't say, we saw Maaser Sheni enter Yerushalayim, then it came out again. So how could Beis Sham allows when it became Tomei with Ava Tuma outside Yerushalayim to take it back outside Yerushalayim? Furthermore, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Rosh Tiraleo an additional component in this question. And Me'ata, this is not in your Gemara. Me'ata lo yipada. Why can you redeem it all together? Shlo yu omrim reino ma'aser sheni nichnas Yerushalayim v'nifta. People shouldn't be able to say, we saw Maaser Sheni come to Yerushalayim and redeemed. Says, well, I'll tell you the answer to both questions. Now back to the Gemara itself. Kol yotze li yotze. You know what? We're concerned.
Actually,
you paid for it. Exactly. That's right. You went ahead and you made.
I don't like it.
1 second.
Okay. He called the Rafuna like Rafuna. He have a Asi Dino Lakami when a din came before him.
Melted.
Okay, I understand. All right. Call you to the Yotze Vein, call you to the Pidyon. Means it like this. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel allowed you to take my, even Beis Shammai allowed you to take my Shishem, which became Tomei outside Yerushalayim. But even Beis Shammai allowed it, became Tomei with an Avatuma outside Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel only allowed it, became Beis Hillel allowed in all cases. They only precluded it in the case where it became Tomei with a Vlada Tuma inside Yerushalayim. But everybody agreed in certain cases. In one case, you can take it out, and there's machlokas in two other cases. I really should make a chart of this, but let me try and say it outside in a way which is clear. There are four possible cases. Tomei with an Av outside and inside, and Tomei with a Vlad outside and inside, right? So Beis Shammai says in three of those cases, you have to, even after redeem it, you have to leave it in Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. The only case where after you redeem it, you can take it outside Yerushalayim as it came Tomei with an Av outside Yerushalayim. Because anyway, it had two strikes against it before it started. Beis Hillel holds the exact opposite. Beis Hillel says that the only time you have to leave it inside Yerushalayim is the case where it came Tomei inside with a Rishon Letuma. But in any other case, you can take it outside Yerushalayim after you redeem it. So now Rabbi Yaakov de Rumi is asking a twofold question. He's asking why in the cases where we allow you to be yotze, to have an exit, we allow you to have an exit. And he's asking also why in the cases where we allow you, why bichlal do we allow you to, according to the Rosh Tiraleo's edition, why do we allow you to redeem it altogether? We shouldn't allow you to redeem it. Right? People are going to see it. Everybody agrees you can redeem. You must redeem it in all cases. Everybody agrees to redeem it. Use the money to buy more Maaser Sheni and this you eat is cool. Says, let it rot, like Truma, which became Tomei. People are not going to know that this Maaser Sheni became Tomei. They're just going to see redeeming and they're going to get the wrong idea. So we have to answer both questions. So in order to answer both questions like this, first of all, as far as taking out social line, people know why you're taking out social line. They'll inquire. They'll see, oh, the uncle's taking my Zisheni out social line. Gee, wonder what happened. And they'll figure out, they'll find out that it became Tommy. So that's okay. On the other hand, he says, why is Pidyon not a problem? Why is redemption not a problem? Because Nobody knows you redeemed it. They see you eating it, they assume you're eating Meiser Sheni. Right? They assume it's still Meiser Sheni. They assume it's, and therefore that, what's so bad? They don't know that there's something untoward going on. So therefore, in both cases, we don't have a problem. Why the case where it can leave Yerushalayim leave is because in those places there's a kol. People know why it's leaving. People are not going to learn the wrong thing out. And why cases where we do allow you to redeem, we allow you to redeem, is because people don't know about the pigeon. And people are just going to assume that what you're eating is bona fide Meiser Sheni, and they won't question that perhaps you redeem Meiser Sheni illicitly. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Chia Barada, boy, come Rabbi Mona.
What?
Mr. Zuger, still with me? Last line. And your Gemara. Rabbi Chia Barada, boy, come Rabbi Mona. He asked for Rabbi Mona. Nidma Vivlada Tuma. What happens? This Mamash, an unlucky guy. His stubby Ketami with the Vlada Tuma. Upido. And redeemed it. The Chazav and Nidma decides to do the Rabbanan. And then he went back and redeemed, went back and became Tommy with an Avatuma. Right? Makes no difference. He redeemed it. But interesting, this redemption, does it work to Arisa? No. Does this redemption work to Arisa? No. To Arisa, it's still true, it's still Meiser Sheni, right? It's still Meiser Sheni. Now it becomes, but you redeemed it, you paid money for it. Now it comes, touches an Avatuma. Now it lost its status of Meiser Sheni to Arisa. Has to redeem it again now. On a Doraisa level. So can he use the same money? The same coins for the redeem. What? Coins will become Tommy. That's what it says. Very good. Next word, it says Namar. But it should be Omar Lay. He said to him, Imayu Amos Yishonek Skayomos, if the first one is still around, Mechala Lay, you can redeem on them. You're correct. Because only one of the redemptions of.
When you redeem
the money originally had Kedusha Drabora. I mean, it's like Hefker based on Hefker. The money originally was used in the rabbinic redemption process, which didn't work to Arisa. So now, when you use it again, it's getting Kedusha Daraisa. That's what's happening. Right. So, you also show us Kayomos, Mechale, do Mechale on them. Vimlav, and if not, Eino Mechale, now it's Mechale on them. Vein Lokin. However, it's a very interesting thing. And the Ridbaz goes to town on this. What happens if you use this money and abuse it? You know, you don't use it properly. I forget, you use it in a bathhouse. Right? You use it to pay your bills. So that's you should be flogged for locating misappropriating Meiser Sheni money. So you're not flogged, not on the first money below both shneels. Now not on the first money I can understand because it's only the rabbanon. But what about the second money? So the Ridbaz says in order to prevent people considering a redemption to Rabbanon as being of less significant stature than a redemption to Raitza, Chazal took away the Malkus on the second one. They made it less of a less of a punishable offense in order to raise up the redemption requiring Midah Rabbanan. They put down the redemption requiring Midah Raitza. I don't know. I guess they had mercy. I don't know why they flag them twice, you're saying. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, I am. I don't know. Rabbi Yoina, boy. Apple Kerke. Rabbi Yoina asked, this question comes somewhat out of left field. at least according to Rabbah's interpretation. This story about there's a law which we learned through our Mishnah that a mechitza, the walls of Yerushalayim absorb the Maaser Sheni. So there's a halacha. We're going to learn right in next Mishnah. See you next Mishnah. Skip to the next Mishnah for a moment. It's two lines down. Halokel kuch because of Maaser. Something which is bought with Maaser money. Shenitma, which became Tomei. Yipada, should be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says it should be buried. Okay, so be that as it may, what if the lekuach because of Maaser did not become tummy? That which you bought with kesef Maaser did not become tummy. So you're not allowed to redeem it. It's not redeemable. The question is, what happens if it became Tomei? Does it also have the same status as Bitomei Dafka with an Ava Tumah according to Beis Shammai? And Dafka outside Yerushalayim in order to redeem it? Or according to Beis Hillel, it could be even Vlada Tumah as long as it's Vlada Tumah outside Yerushalayim? Or are they different parameters? In other words, is Lakuach the same thing as Mechitzos? Our mission discussed the parameters of where it became Tomei and with what it became Tomei vis-a-vis the walls of Yerushalayim. The question is whether the same parameters apply to that which is acquired with Maaser Sheni money, and the Gemara says, Kashem Shneir Mechitza, whatever parameters are stated by walls, Kach Nemar B'Lakuach, the same parameters are stated by acquisitions as well. Okay? Again, the walls of Yerushalayim are, I find, a parallel in that which is acquired with Maaser Sheni money. So Maaser Sheni money, so that which is acquired also has to have the same parameters of Ava Tumah, Vlada Tumah, depending whether we're only like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Halakuch b'merkesa Maaser, that which is acquired with Maaser money. Sheniva Menitma becomes Tamei. He put there, it could be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Merikavei, Rabbi Yehuda says it's buried. Amrlo, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yehuda, my Maaser Sheni Atzmo Sheniv, no, we don't stand you. Maaser Sheni itself gets Tamei. Ha'rezen if that could be redeemed, ha'lekuch b'kesef Maaser, that which is acquired with Maaser money, Shenitma, which then became Tomei, Eino Din Shei Yipa, there's not a Kav Chomer, they can get redeemed. It's even more subject to redemption. Amalensi said to them, no. Loima Maite, but Maaser Sheni Atzmo, it's not comparable, not just because you say by Maaser Sheni itself, Shekenu Nifteh B'Tor, Rechuk Mokom, which can be redeemed even when it's Tor. And even when you're far away from Yerushalayim, well, even when it's tar, when it's far away from Yerushalayim, Tamar lo kuch because of Maaser, will you say the same thing with that which is acquired with Maaser money? She'eino nifter b'tar v'yichul kuchom, it can't be ever redeemed just because it's far away from Yerushalayim if it's tar. So therefore he says, even if it came Tomei, there's no redemption, has to be buried. Okay? Dr. Spadel, you have it? Tzvi should look called because of Maaser. You bought a tzvi, a deer, with Maaser money. Umeis. And it died before you got to eat it. So guess what? You can't eat it. Right? Trapped dead. You cover Aide Oro. How do you bury it? Together with its hide. You can't even get pleasure from its hide. Toss it by nose to kick the bucket. Rabbi Shimon Mary Poder. Rabbi Shimon says it could be redeemed. Now, Lokochai, here the Gra is a different girsa. Well, let's read it. I'll read the way it says in Mishnah and tell you what the Gra says. Lokochai, you took it alive, bought it alive, Ushchato, and then you shechted it, Venitma, and then it became Tomei after you shechted it, so it is real meat, then it became Tomei, Yipadeh. you can be poded. Now here he changes it. He adds the words of law. Divi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is consistent. He holds you can redeem it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yossi says you have to bury it. Now the question is why you have to bury it. So he holds that it's he holds that the machlokas is the weather. You need to have a modavar rocha by Meister Sheni for animals. Mr. Zuger, if you redeem, I know you're here. You're caffeine free. That's the problem. The halacha is that normally when you redeem kachim, the way you do it is you have to stand up the animal. If you can't stand up the animal, hamota, stand up, arocha, and estimate its value, you can't redeem it. So Shai, does that apply also to Meister Sheni money? That's machlokas here. Meister Sheni animals, sorry. Of course, deer, you can't bring as a carbon anyway, right? But the Shai, when you redeem it, you have to stand it up and evaluate it before you redeem it or not. So, that's why we have a question, even though it's shechted. Right? You're checked it, obviously. The only thing you tell me after Shechita. The question is whether you can redeem it or not is based on whether we need Hamad of Arocha in order to redeem it or do not need so. Okay? Lacho Shachut. If you bought the Meister Sheni, however, you bought the deer when it's already venison. It's already Shechted. Venit Madeni became Tomei. Harelo compares. Of course, we can redeem it in that case, right? Because it wasn't acquired. When it's acquired alive, so we have machlokes, maybe in order to redeem it, it still has to be alive in order to do Amor of Aracha. But if it was acquired dead, then when you acquired already, it was not susceptible to Amor of Aracha. So then when it came Tomei, you redeem without standing it up and evaluating it. Okay? It's got to be acquired as steak on the hoof. In order to redeem it, standing a steak on the hoof. So, guard a steak on the plate. You don't have to stand it up because obviously it didn't have ever that quality. Okay? Now, this is a new issue. Hamashu kanka le Meister Sheni. You loaned your barrel to Meister Sheni. You know, your Meister Sheni is wine. You loaned the barrel to it. Ava pisha gofon. Even though you covered the barrel, you sealed it, Lokona Meister, the Meister Sheni does not acquire the barrel. It doesn't become Teva wine. Achulo Gofon, you haven't yet covered the barrel. That Lokona Meister, until that point, Meister doesn't acquire the barrel. Misha Gofon, once you cover the barrel, Kona Meister. If you designate all the wine in the barrel as Meister Sheni, that includes the barrel. And then when you redeem it, you have to redeem both the wine and the value of the barrel. There's an interesting thing which doesn't really come up in modern day American law. The truth is when you buy a cereal box, you're also buying the box. It adds to the price. When you buy a coffee jar, you're also buying the jar, right? That's the price. But we never think of it as being separate. Well, in the old days, or for that matter, anytime you have returnable or recyclable, reusable bottles, so it becomes an issue. In other words, when you have to pay, when you have to redeem the Meister Sheni, let's say the Meister Sheni grape juice, do you still have to pay the 5 cents to redeem the bottle? Or is the bottle not part of Meister Sheni? That's what we're talking about here. What's the status of the bottle, the container, vis-a-vis the Meister Sheni contains? Okay? So if you call the Meister, if you designate Meister Sheni only once the barrel was sealed, so then the barrel itself becomes part and parcel of the Meister Sheni status. And then when you try, you have to redeem the barrel from Meister Sheni.
Want to use the barrel for chulin?
You got to redeem it. Okay? That's what it's saying here. Achelo Gofon. Now, besides that, before you close the barrels, Olos Be'achod Umeo, then, as long as there are 101, if you have one of Truma and 100 of Chulin, so it's Mevato. The 100 of Chulin and Mevato, one of Truma. Misha Gofon, once you seal them ready, then, Mekachos Becholshe. Then if one of them is Truma and 500 or 600 of them are not Truma, it still losses them. Why is that? Because once it's sealed, it's called a Dovar. A Dovar Choshev. It's a significant thing. A Dovar Choshev, even in 1,000, is not Bato. Okay. So
because it's a
sealed barrel. Right. Specifically because it's a sealed barrel, because that makes it very, very, very significant. Achilo gufa, also, before you seal the barrels, you take truma from one of the barrels and all of the barrels. Mishagofen, once you seal the barrels, then they're not, there's no connection between them. Toymikolachas vachas, you only get truma for each one internally. Beishamirmim, what happens if you want to reunite them? How do you reunite them? Beishamirmim, mefateach uma'are lagas. You have to open them, but not just open them, you have to pour them all back into the common a wine well. Assuming the fatah, all you have to do is open up the barrels. Venus or Claros, you know, do not have to pour them back.
They have to be physically in the same room.
What?
They have to be physically in the same wine.
Yes. Yeah. No, not necessarily.
They could be in different parts.
I think so. By medvarim, when is this true? Mokum shadakli mokum stumos. Where you normally sell them closed. Avamokum shadakli mokum psuchos. Okay, so normally sold open. Lo yatzel kan kanuchulin. In that case, the vessel does not go out to become chulin. I forgot what that means. Yeah, Chaim Kuryevsky says it's not accurate, the Mishnah here. What it means is, it's funny, even the Mishnayos in Zroim are affected by the lack of Bavli. So he says that it means like this. He says if it's a place where normally it's sold open, the barrel is sold open, so the barrel doesn't become chulin where the barrel was, where the case is really an obscure case. I don't even know how to explain it here. Somehow the way to explain this line is, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but the way to explain it is that here, if you normally sell the barrels open, then the barrel doesn't become Meiser Sheni. Even that says lo yotza kan kan l'chulin, what it means is, in other cases, the barrel would not become chulin. Here, what it means is the barrel doesn't become Meiser Sheni.
Because it never became a kli.
Right, it never became because a kli, because it was never sealed. Yes, that's right. So that's what it means. But again, the language here is a funny language. But the principle we understand. Here also the Mishnah is messed up. It says you want to be machmir yourself. It's really, the word chumra is not appropriate here. But it means here, if you want to conduct yourself, limkor b'mida, you wanted to. Yeah, what we can do. Yeah, let's just amend the Mishnah. Big deal. Let's read like this. Go back. Since it's never sealed, so the container never becomes Meiser Sheni. It's always chulin. Let's take out the law, and everything is zonky dory. Okay, similarly, the word chamachmer, as I said, is inappropriate. It means if you made a decision, limkor b'mida, you made a decision to sell measure by measure, not to sell whole barrels. So then, too, yotza kan kan l'chulin. Then, of course, the barrel doesn't become Meiser Sheni. Because when can the barrel become part and parcel of the Meiser Sheni? When it's included. But we're selling by measure, so then it's not included. Rabbi Shimon says, Afar mechaber, chavizu ani moichu chutz mi kan konea yotza l'chulin. Now, Rabbi Shimon is going on a brisa, which is not mentioned on Mishnah. Look, it's mentioned later in the Gemara. The brisa says, if I tell you, I'm telling you, selling you an entire barrel for your Meiser Sheni. You are buying a barrel of wine for Maaser Sheni purposes. I'll say the entire barrel, except for Revius, except for a few ounces. So in that case, the barrel does become bar and parcel of Maaser Sheni. Why is that? Because I retained ownership in a few ounces. And to get with that few ounces, it's the barrel. Soto says, Rav Sheni, if I say, I'm selling you the barrel, except for its barrel, except for the container, so then the container also remains cool as well. That's a concept. Okay? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic? Rabbi Yehuda says that you can never redeem, even if it comes to me, stuff which is bought with Maaser Sheni money. Not the Maaser Sheni itself, but stuff that's bought with Maaser Sheni money. Why? Says Mark, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, Kesef Rishon lo Kesef Sheni. You only had one time to use money, not twice. So if once already used money and he bought more fruit with it, there's no redemption for the second fruit. That's why it becomes tummy. It's got to be buried. Says Mark, wait a minute. Elamin ma'ad yidum esivilei mekav chomer. Well, Gemara is implying question. This is really the answer. So why did he get the kav chomer? Well, why did he discuss kav chomer? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban had a kav chomer. He said, the Rabban had said to him, if Maaser Sheni itself can redeem, certainly that which is acquired Maaser Sheni. And Rabbi Yehuda responded to kav chomer. He said, no, Maaser Sheni itself can redeem because it can redeem in other places outside Yerushalayim. So that which is acquired Maaser Sheni cannot be redeemed in other places, so it's not comparable. Why did he just tell him his pasuk? Why is he addressing the kav chomer? Just tell him the pasuk. Kesef Rishon lo Kesef Sheni. Says our Elmi Madi, you know, Mesivin lemi kav chomer. Since they asked him a kav chomer, who mostly lemi kav chomer? He answers with his own kav chomer, meaning logic in turn. But Nehiel actually owes it to pasuk himself. Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Svi also so bekikotche berek abayis. Lito and Amar Baruch. The opinion which holds that if the deer die, you have to bury it. The deer you bought Maaser Sheni money, you have to bury it. Even if it died, even if it shechted it, and it became tame, we said he can't redeem it. That's because they hold that this deer is like kotche berek abayis. Lito and Amar Baruch. Because it requires Hamorah to be stood and redeemed, and once it's dead, of course, it can't be stood up. Rabbi Yirmiya, boy, come Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiya asks for Rabbi Zira. Behemoth Tmeo Maushititon Hamorah Varocha. Does Behemoth Tmeo require Hamorah Varocha? What's the law? You are Makdish Behemoth Tmeo. And it remained alive, a pig. Now you want to redeem it. Does that have to be, does it require Amar Varocha? Amar Lezer said, of course not. Ilule da'ama Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochan chaya ta'ayicha. Where Rabbi Yosi, and then Rabbi Yochan, not to say that a chaya Torah, meaning a deer, requires Amar Varocha. I would have said Eina Tuna Amar Varocha. Behema Tmeya, if that's the case, certainly by Behema Tmeya, where they never said this Chiddush, low. For sure you're not going to require Amar Varocha. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, Vitani can have a price like this. It says, V'im Behema Tmeya Podaber Kecha. It says, if it's an impure animal, redeem it with its value. Ma Behema Tmeya Muchedis. You know what? Let's leave this for next week because this is going to be complicated. It's going to take us a little bit too long. So start from Rabbi Hillel on Monday. 8 o'clock.